Zeph and Alan Zaver knowingly and intentionally took the lives of five of our fellow community members, our sisters, our mothers, our daughters, and our coworkers.
Xavier is expected to make his initial court appearance later today. With the partial government shutdown continuing, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, Republican from Louisiana, says it's time for Nancy Pelosi to start negotiating with the Republicans.
I think everybody sees that there's a clear way out of this, but it involves Nancy Pelosi putting all of those personal differences on the side and doing what's best for the country and sitting down and negotiating with the president.
Lawmakers are set to vote on two bills today. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenix physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenix.com.
Arctic air is descending on parts of the Midwest, sending the region into a deep freeze through the end of the month. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
That's the forecast from AccuWeather that tells us this air mass will be colder than the one last weekend. Meanwhile, Sarah Orsi of FlightAware tells us it's been a difficult day for the airlines due to the weather.
So far today, we have about 3,860 delays.
The hardest hit airline so far today is Utah-based SkyWest.
Today, in terms of airline disruption, SkyWest is the most impacted. They've canceled about 150 flights today.
There's been some discussion and debate as far as who should get the reward money in the finding of 13-year-old Wisconsin girl Jamie Kloss. Now, two companies, Hormel and Genio, both said they would donate $25,000, so that's $50,000, to anyone who could lead to the safe return of Kloss. Well, both companies announced that the reward money would be going to Kloss herself. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
West Virginia Governor Jim Justice says if President Trump is unable to deliver the 2019 State of the Union address at the Capitol due to a request from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, he would welcome him to give it in West Virginia instead. The West Virginia governor, a Republican, joins Fox News and says Speaker of the House Pelosi is out of touch with the mainstream.
Pelosi is so far out in left field that you can't even see her. They need to come to the table. You know, the reason I switched parties was just real simple. You know, the Democrats were moving in a direction that was where you could get nothing done and there was no hope whatsoever. He's asking for something that will help all of us to protect our borders, to keep the bad stuff out. And what is the other side doing? The other side is just hitting back and saying, no, because we don't like you. We're not going to do it because we don't like you.
A measles outbreak has triggered a public health emergency in Clark County, Washington. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
It's home to more than 6,000 public school students who are not vaccinated for measles. 23 cases of the disease are now confirmed, and that number could explode. Public Health Director Dr. Alan Melnick.
We have not seen any cases in vaccinated people.
The disease is so highly contagious that if one person has it, a person nearby who hasn't been vaccinated is 90% likely to catch it.
You can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression. Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog of Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Welcome, everybody. All right. I'm excited for today's program. I get kind of fired up when I get inundated with a lot of emails and questions and phone calls over the course of the week. The big weekend program we're on now, we are live on many stations around the country. Well, we go. That's our time we go over the satellite is from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturdays. Many stations picking up, played at various different times, sometimes twice, afternoons, weekends. That's kind of the nature of the beast for weekend programming. So the best way to get in contact with me, this is the reason why we don't take phone calls during the program, because we're on here, there, and everywhere on the weekend, is to email us. Email us or even call me during the week. People are actually shocked that they call and I answer their phone calls. Again, we always have people answering 24-7, 800-471-5984. But we're here to help. And last week on the program, we spent a great deal of time. Great deal of time talking about insurance. And again, it's a very, very difficult topic for me to cover here on the program. It's not easy. It's hard talking about insurance on radio, a lot of numbers. But obviously, I initiated a pretty good conversation out there. A lot of people calling in, signing up for our financial planning help kits, our insurance help kits, and getting the help you need. Throughout the next, we're going to be doing it on a regular basis. We'll be getting into various different aspects. In particular, long-term care. Had a lot of questions when it comes to long-term care insurance. And I'm going to actually bring an expert on the program within the next couple weeks to talk about that as well. But anyway, very, very good stuff. Also got some questions, or people actually questioning me and what I was talking about. This is in terms of some of the ripoffs and scams that we cover here on the program, and the SEC and FINRA and my thoughts about them. Well, again, I've written extensively about this, and it reminded me of a column that I had written probably about 5-6 years ago. And, I was really kind of turned off. Well, who wouldn't be turned off? Everybody knows the big Martin Scorsese film, The Wolf on Wall Street, and their portrayal of Jordan Belfort and Stratton Oakmont and all of the god-awful things that they did. But they didn't focus in the movie, and this is where the movie bothered me. The movie bothered me a great deal because the focus was on, more or so on the hedonism rather than the people that actually got hurt. And I mentioned here on the program a far superior film. It is. I bet you if you got, you sat Martin Scorsese down and you would have said, come on, man. Come on. Which was a better period piece about a similar topic? Was it Wolf on Wall Street or was it Boiler Room? I would almost bet that Scorsese would say Boiler Room. Almost positive. But anyway, it didn't show in the movie the pain. The money that was lost didn't show people getting ripped off and scammed. It only showed Jordan Belfort and his boys, his crew, out there acting like animals and hiring hookers and doing drugs and all the things that they did, which was true. Most certainly was the case. But none of the stuff that I wanted to see covered. Well, when they screened the movie, they screened it, believe it or not, in downtown New York. There's a screening for it in downtown New York, down in the financial district. And sure enough, all the Wall Streeters went down there to see the movie. And let me tell you something. It was like a pep rally. And you're watching these executives, you're watching these people of all different levels at the big brokerage firms hooting and hollering it up with all the abuse, all the things that were going on in this movie, and quite honestly, it made me sick to my stomach. It really did. Well, anyway, again, Belfort was another example. I talked about that. They knew. Okay? The government knew what was going on. The SEC knew. Back then, NSDR, they knew what was going on. They didn't do anything. My point has been here on the program, what I'm trying to get across to people, is that if you're counting on some sort of government agency, regulatory agency, to protect you from financial fraud, you will lose. The only guy that has been doing it consistently now for, 20 years on air and much, much, much longer is we here at Markowski Investments, myself here on this program. One of the things that we have on our website is our account repair kit. You know what that goes back to? That goes back to the early 90s. It's a system that we had put together. It still works. Where we help people and we show them what it's going to take to rebuild all of the losses that they were taking in their accounts. Back in the day, you know how hard it was for us? We're fielding phone calls left, right, all over the place, working 7 days a week, working on portfolios, million-dollar portfolios that were now portfolios that were $80,000 to $100,000. People that had $250,000 portfolios that were now down to $15,000 to $20,000. People thought we were stupid. What are you dealing with those losers for? They lost money. They don't have any money left. What are you doing with them? And this is Wall Street for you. These people need help, is what we were doing. These people have been wiped out. They need some sort of system, some sort of plan. Some sort of plan to get themselves back to where they were. And again, I've talked about it here on the program. Many people were so shell-shocked, knocked down by this entire thing, they didn't listen. They wanted to believe that for some magical thing was going to happen, and the crappy stocks, the crappy penny stocks that they had in their portfolio were going to make some sort of comeback. Or that they could trade their way back. They could trade their way back to where they were. Their $100,000 portfolio, they're going to turn it back to $1 million. Yeah, that can be done, but it's going to take a long time. in essence, people doing the same thing they were doing before and expecting a different result. So, yeah, we've got some experience in this. We've been doing this for a very long time. It wasn't too long ago. I just want to give you an example kind of how it works because nobody ever talked about this. J.P. Morgan Chase, big bank, they finalized the deal with the Manhattan U.S. attorney. They paid them $2 billion bucks. $2 billion over the fact that J.P. Morgan knew what was going on with Bernie Madoff and the scandal, and in fact aided and abetted his crime. J.P. Morgan Chase had been in business with Madoff for two decades. And they claim that they did not have the proper systems in place to detect the fraud, which is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. What J.P. Morgan did know is that they were making a hell of a lot of money off Madoff. They could give, I mean, give a rat's ass how he was doing it. They didn't care. They were getting paid. Of course, nobody from J.P. Morgan was prosecuted. And there's countless instances of this. But what I found interesting about this, and I wrote about it, was the fact that the United States government was collecting fines. A portion of the money was going towards the victims of the swindle. Portion of it, but of course the government has to take its chunk, as it always does. And the reality is that for the federal government to actually even receive a nickel is a swindle in of itself. As early as 1992, the SEC ignored all red flags around Bernie Madoff. In fact, there was two accountants that were actually charged with marketing Madoff investments with bogus promises of sky-high returns. They went after those guys, but not anything to do with Madoff. The problem might be with Madoff himself. We talked about Harry Markopoulos and how he broke down Madoff's scam and gave it to the SEC, saying, this guy is a fraud. Yep, regulators went in, and they did nothing. Nothing. Madoff had powerful friends in government. Madoff made enough political donations to keep any of the meddling agents off his back. This is how it works. Okay? Talk about they call him the Wolf on Wall Street, right? Doran Belfort, the Wolf on Wall Street. If he was the Wolf on Wall Street, what would you call these big investment firms today? Werewolves. Okay? Massive, huge, scary werewolves. If Belfort's a wolf, because it wouldn't have, he's small potatoes compared to the nonsense that goes on today. You want help? You want honesty in regards to what's going on? You give us a call. We'll tell you. We'll tell you if it's a ripoff. We'll tell you if it's a scam. We'll tell you if it's on the up and up. It doesn't even take us that long. Just stop being a victim. Get the help you need. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's watchdogonwallstreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Those account repair kits. We're still working on that program here, decades after we started it. All sorts of great stuff. Watchdogonwallstreet.com, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. Yeah, one more thing I want to address as well. And I get it, people. This show is not for everyone. It's not. We are spot on honest on this program. We do not sugarcoat anything. I'm not looking to let people down easy. Many of the things that we talk about here on the program and the information that we put out, I get it. Sometimes it can be almost like a slap to the face to many people, or cold water, whatever it may be. Shocking. I come on the program, I start ripping into the big investment firms, and you've got an account that you've had for a while, and you think that the guy's doing the right thing, and maybe he is. Maybe he is, but then you get information about how your interests do not have to be put above their own. And people will send me emails or phone messages, whatever it may be, commenting on this stuff like I don't know what I'm talking about. I do. And I've said it again and again and again. Don't doubt me. You don't believe something that I've said here on the program, look it up. I said, look it up. Do your own homework. Okay? I defy anybody. Try anybody call me out on any bull excrement that I've ever relayed here on this program ever. If I get something wrong, a number might be off a little bit, or whatever it may be, I am the first one to tell you and apologize. We're not here to mislead anybody on anything. And in fact, hey, if your broker is such a good guy and such a great broker, why not leave the big brokerage firm that they're at and come work for us? We'll give them a raise. Yeah, how about that? You ever wonder why? You're going to get all these brokers out there. They can make more money working for us. We will pay them more, give them a higher payout than what they're getting at the brokers. We're going to be close. They just have to follow the rules. There's no churning and burning. There's no high commission products. You have to do things the right way, our way. It is what it is. I looked up because I always got a kick out of these big firms and their mission statements, right? I got their mission statements. You just talked about J.P. Morgan Chase, their mission. Our integrity and reputation depend on our ability to do the right thing, even when it's not the easy thing. Come on, man. Come on. Stop it. You're full of crap. You did business with Bernie Madoff for years because it just put more money in your pocket. It depends on what the meaning of right thing is. Remember Clinton? Depends on what the meaning of the word is. Depends on what the meaning of the word right is. And right to them is what is profitable. What is most profitable? What is most beneficial to their shareholders at that point in time? Nothing to do with your clients. No financial, and this Goldman Sachs, no financial incentive or opportunity, regardless of the bottom line, justifies a departure from our values. Your values are money, that's it. So the entire sentence in of itself is ridiculous. Morgan Stanley, the talent and passion of our people are critical to our success. Together we share a common set of values rooted in integrity and excellence. That mission statement is basically says nothing. 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 Oh, yes, Morgan Stanley. Oh, yeah, well, Morgan Stanley, they're the ones that bought Dean Witter and ripped off their entire client base and then got rid of Dean Witter. Buried it. You know what Dean Witter was to Morgan Stanley? It was kind of like a vampire kind of keeping a victim alive for a certain time so they could keep bleeding that victim for as long as they can. And they did, and then they eventually killed it off. Then, of course, there is the interests of our clients must come first. Merrill Lynch. That never happens. That never happens. Anyway, I mentioned this it was a week or two ago here on the program, and I went back and I looked it up. I wanted to be accurate, and I was talking about the government court case. And it was 1947. 1947, the United States government sued the top 17 investment banks for violating antitrust laws, which, in essence, collusion. They worked together. The Justice Department, in their suit, alleged that the investment firms had created an integrated overall conspiracy and combination beginning in 1915 and a continuous operation thereafter by which they developed a system to eliminate competition and monopolize the cream of the investment business. Yeah, this was 1947. And I want you to remember the number, 17 big banks. 17. We don't have nearly that amount today. Anyway, a little bit more on this when we get back. You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Florida say the five murder victims in a bank shooting in Sebring, Florida yesterday were all women. Sebring Police Chief Carl Hoagland talks about the shooting.
Zephan Allen Zaver knowingly and intentionally took the lives of five of our fellow community members, our sisters, our mothers, our daughters, and our co-workers.
Xavier is expected to make his initial court appearance later today. With the partial government shutdown continuing, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, Republican from Louisiana, says it's time for Nancy Pelosi to start negotiating with the Republicans.
I think everybody sees that there's a clear way out of this, but it involves Nancy Pelosi putting all of those personal differences on the side and doing what's best for the country and sitting down and negotiating with the president.
Lawmakers are set to vote on two bills today. This is USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. This is, 1947. U.S. argued that the top Wall Street investment banks, including Morgan Stanley, was the lead defendant in the case along with Goldman Sachs. What they'd done is they had crafted a type of cartel, which was able to set prices charged for their services. Securities underwriting, mergers and acquisitions, you name it. And what they could do is they could box out the smaller banks. They did. It was discovered that the big investment firms would strategically place their partners on their clients' board of directors, which in turn allowed for their firms to be in a very favorable position to win investment banking deals. They knew where they were coming from. They knew how to win them. Again, this is 17. We could only wish there were that many big banks out there today. You've got to be kidding me. The largest banks in the United States control 70% of the U.S. banking industry. Their size, their concentration, their revenue, and their connections have placed each and every one of these entities above the law. What was that, a Steven Seagal movie? Above the law. They are above the law. They can do whatever they want. For crying out loud, I'm most certainly not a fan of this guy, but he was right here. Attorney General Eric Holder. And I looked it up because I paraphrased it for a while here. He stated during a Senate hearing on March 6th of 2013, he said, when banks are considered too big to fail, it is difficult to prosecute them. If we do bring a criminal charge, it will have a negative impact on the national economy. So basically, the rule in law, prosecutors are deciding whether or not to go after bad guys. And it's, gee whiz, this might not be good for the country. This might not be good for the country if we go after these guys. I mean, you mentioned, they went back and said the same thing about the mafia. You know, we could go after these mobsters and what they do, but, it might not be good for the general community down there. They're so entrenched within the community, we shouldn't go after them. We're not going to enforce the rule of law. There's another little hitch to this, too, that's not fair. These mega banks, guess what? They can raise capital a hell of a lot cheaper than smaller banks. Why wouldn't they? Now, again, picture yourself. If you are omnipotent, if you're a big bank and you cannot go out of business, gee whiz, where's the risk involved in lending that big bank money? None. None. So a competing bank wants to raise capital, wants to do something, they're going to pay a hell of a lot more. Oh, I face this all the time in what we do. When we're looking to expand and purchase smaller registered investment advisories around the country, I know what the cost of money is. I know what we get money at. I know what the big players get money at. It's a shame. It really is. When I talk about breaking up the big banks, what I'm talking about is separating them into various different entities. Certain businesses should not commingle with other businesses. There's just way too much room for bad stuff to happen. Elliot Spitzer said after the whole dot-com collapse and Enron that, oh, yeah, we're going to make sure that there's the Chinese wall is going to be up inside. They call it the Chinese wall. Going to be up inside these big banks. So the sales department and the investment bankers are not talking to the analysts who are putting fake buy recommendations. It was such a crock. Those rules were in place. Like they're going to follow them? Like they're going to follow them. Again, you got to understand, they care about their bottom line, do they not? So you get a big investment banking client. Let's say XYZ, Silicon Valley. And they're going to go public, and it's going to be a huge deal. It's going to be a big deal. And you want to be the lead underwriter in this deal. You're going to bring in boku fees. Boku fees for the firm, which means your bonus is going to be gigantor. And you got the stock analyst in the same firm saying, no, we're going to put a hold on this. We're cautious on this. See, you're going to walk down to that analyst, okay, and you're going to make him an offer he can't refuse. And guess what? He's going to put a buy on that stock. And if you tell me that these entities should work within the same company, you're crazy. How is that good? How's that good for the individual investor? It's not. Anyway, got to take a break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Get all the help you need right there at our website, Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5982.
At Budget Blinds, caring is in our DNA. It's the way we do business every day. It starts with exceptional customer service, a process that is centered around you. We listen to you, take the time to find out about your needs, then guide you through a beautiful selection of custom window coverings to find the very best options for you. Our commitment to caring continues throughout our local neighborhoods. We care for our homes and our communities. Budget Blinds supports so many different causes all across North America. We're your local neighborhood experts. We live and work right next to you, and we do it all for you. If that's the kind of personal service you've been waiting for, call and see for yourself. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or find us online at budgetblinds.com. While you're there, find out more about the Budget Blinds commitment to giving back at #BudgetBlindsCares. Each franchise independently owned and operated. Ask for details.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. U.S. forces have continued air and artillery strikes in Syria against ISIS targets and will conduct them indefinitely, despite President Trump's announcement that U.S. troops would withdraw from the country, said the U.S. Military Regional Command. In a release, our military said that U.S. and coalition forces conducted 496 strikes with either air or artillery in Syria between December 16th and December 29th against a range of ISIS targets and in support of U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces in northeastern Syria. The strikes were carried out using a variety of platforms, the task force said. U.S. forces will continue to target ISIS and will remain committed to the enduring defeat of ISIS to improve conditions for peace and stability in the region, the release stated. I'm glad we're continuing to support our allies there. Thank you for joining me for A Minute with the Colonel.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. All right, we're gonna move on here, and I'm going to get into a topic. Again, this is sensitive. This is a pretty sensitive topic. It's another thing that we've been dealing with over the years it's been hard. Been hard for us. It's tough. A lot of families, they don't oftentimes do the right thing. I mean, not my longtime clients that obviously know what's going on, but we're constantly bringing in new people into the Markowski Investments family on a regular basis, and some of the things that we talk about and preach are difficult stuff that other financial advisors just, they won't broach. They won't go there. Why would they go there? What do they care? What do they care? I mean, they're going to go there and you know, be honest with their clients when it's just easier to yes them? No. We are the financial advisors that will tell you no. You're doing the wrong thing and might get into an argument with you. Yes, we will debate you on the stuff. Hey, it's your decision, ultimately. It is your decision. But the reason why you're hiring us is that we're going to tell you no. The same thing would happen. I mean, you're good friends in life, right? Most people, you have what? How many good friends? You can usually count your best friends on one hand. Let's be honest. The people that have no trouble going up to you and saying, dude, what are you doing? People that can be honest with you. Those are truly the people that care about you. That's the same way we operate. And again, it's difficult when it comes to this topic. It was a story that was in the Wall Street Journal that I want to go over here. Titled a column, Who Foots the Bill? Families Fight Over College Debt. As tuition increases outpace household incomes and parents face a battery of other financial pressures, conflict over college debt is intensifying among American families. Now, I get a kick out of many of these Wall Street Journal articles nowadays because many of the writers at the Wall Street Journal are kids. And they don't press. They don't ask difficult questions. And they're talking to this family here in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where parents have got a child. Child is out of college. And, wow, crash, bam, boom. He's starting to take a look at these student loan payments that he has to make. And he doesn't live at home anymore. He's out on his own. And he can't afford them. Can't afford these student loan payments. And he's calling up mom and dad. Help, mom and dad. Help. I need help. What should you do? We'll get into all of that. Don't go anywhere. You're listening again to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I'm your host, Chris Markowski, for 20 years now. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat.
Did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. All right. So there's the various different loan programs that are out there that kids can take out loans in their name. There's another program called the Parents Plus program in which you can borrow greater sums of money. However, parents are legally responsible for the debt. Now, I had some student loans when I graduated from college. It wasn't that big of a deal. They weren't gigantor. What kids, many kids, are graduating with today is obscene. Now, the reality is that many parents today, again, it's just demographics, that have college kids today, they started their families a little bit later than their parents did. It gives a little bit less time to prepare for college and prepare for retirement, all the things that go with that. Parents who are currently saving for their children's college believe they will be able to cover 37% of the cost from savings. The reality is, the most parents are paying right now cover just 10% from savings. Again, people underestimate. They do. They underestimate all the time what something is going to cost. They interview a guidance counselor at a Catholic school in Maryland. And in this, Tom's talking about how students are breaking down in tears as parents refuse to take on significant college debt. Basically saying certain schools that their kids got into are off the table. I think about this. People, take a good look around at where we live and the lives we live. And you might want to grab your kid and say, you know what? You might want to just check yourself here for a second. And this is talking about going to a private school. I sent you to a private school. I've done everything and anything I could to help you to get ahead. Do you really think it's going to make that much of a difference if you don't go to the super expensive school than the state school that you can afford? Honestly. You really think it's going to make that big of a difference, huh? No, the difference is you, the individual. The difference is you. For crying out loud, Steve Jobs didn't graduate from college. Neither did Bill Gates. Neither did Mark Zuckerberg. Anyway, these parents in this journal article put money away for their kids. However, sometimes things happen in life. They had a cancer diagnosis in their family. They had to spend some of their savings. Their son, when he went to college, they said they could only help him a little. So what happens is the kid was smart. He went to 2 years of college at an inexpensive state school. Then he went on and went to the University of Michigan. And all in all, again, University of Michigan's a great school. What a great institution. But he's got $28,500 in student loans. Okay. I didn't have nearly that when I graduated from college. That's a big chunk of change when you're 21 years old. I admit it. It is. But if you're going to take on that type of debt, may I suggest going out and finding a job that can service that type of debt? So, this is where again, I'm going to start offending people. But I don't care. The article goes, after graduation in August 2017, this fella got a job in Washington, D.C. as vice president of the United States Student Association. What the hell is that? Oh, it's in D.C. It's probably a lobbying group or some sort of, let me put it to you this way, half-assed nonprofit education advocacy group. His $36,000 a year annual salary covers his $1,300 a month studio apartment and living expenses. Whoa. $36,000 a year? Again, I graduated a long, long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. But let me tell you something. That was basically what everybody was making if they took a corporate job right out of college when I went to school. This is 2017. We've got a very tight labor market. And you're taking a $36,000 a year job. Okay, I would bet that this nonprofit, you're only working 5 days a week, probably 8 hours a day, with an hour for lunch. You know, there was a, what was his name there? And Goodfellas. They ended up killing him. Remember when he told Joe Pesci to get a shine box? Hey, buddy, go get your shine box. Go get a second job. Go bartend. Go wait tables. Go do something else to cover this. He's got $500 a month payments on his student loans. So who did he call? Mom and dad. And this is the kid. I'm frustrated because I feel like I've done everything right. No, you didn't do everything right. You didn't. The math is not right. You took a $36,000 a year job at a nonprofit. Your apartment's $1,300 a month. You've got living expenses, and you got to pay student loans. Again, go get your shine box. Go wait tables. Go bartend. Go, I don't care, clean toilets. Do what you got to do. Because, my friend, you are not an adult. Mommy and daddy are still paying your bills. And what did mommy and daddy say? This is how the article ended. Well, you know, we'll pay half of his student loans because, you know, it's not worth upsetting the family. What? What? What kind of kid did you raise? What kind of kid did you raise that you're going to upset him to a degree where it's going to rip your family apart if you don't give him $250 a month, a grown adult? Again, people, I know, I don't sugarcoat things here on the program, but conversations that need to be had. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate will vote later on Thursday on President Trump's compromise proposal to end the partial government shutdown that's now dragged into its 34th day. The president's proposal would fund the government agencies affected by the shutdown through September and has his nearly $6 billion in funding for border security. Republican Senator John Thune of North Dakota tells Fox News it's about time to end this shutdown.
We'll see where the votes are this afternoon, and like I said, I'm hopeful that we'll see some Democrats that will conclude that the best way to get the government open again is to vote for this amendment.
The man accused of killing five people at a bank in Sebring, Florida, is making his initial court appearance.
Mr. Zaver, as I stated, you have five counts of felony capital murder. Based on it being a capital offense, the court is going to hold you without bond. Good luck, sir.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from